Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Yudi Riyadi. He is the President Director of Silk Cargo based in Jakarta, Indonesia. First and foremost, Yudi, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much, Bo. Thank you very much.
It's not every day I interview people from Indonesia, but it's one of my favorite countries in the world. So I'm very
happy. Thank you again.
Very happy to have you here. Yudi, I always start my interviews by asking the interviewee a little bit about their background. Tell our viewers, how did you get into logistics in the first place, Yudi? How did you start your career?
Okay. I start the career in this company until today. So actually I've been working in this company 32 years.
Oh, wow.
So I never been in another company. Okay. And I start as an air freight forwarding company at that time, in this company.
Okay, wow.
Okay, then I already have assigned to be in the general freight forwarding, project logistic, project forwarding, and as well as in the corporate position, like corporate business development. Mm-hmm. And also I become a member of a group board of director. Ooh. And then I also signed 7 years in the container depot and open yard and the logistic infrastructure. Wow. And now I handle PT Silk Cargo Indonesia and Samudra Indonesia Logistic for the logistic service provider company.
Fantastic. This is, I mean, 32 years and you have really tried everything from the bottom and work your way up. That's really fantastic.
Thank you, Bo.
Tell me, Yudi, about Silk Cargo in I understand, are you part of the Samudra Group?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's how it is. So Silk Cargo is the freight forwarding arm of Samudra, or how is it organized?
Yes, definitely. Silk Cargo is the freight forwarding arms or the logistics service provider company in Samudra Indonesia.
Okay.
And like others company in logistics service provider, actually we are as the intermediate between the shipper and the customer and the shipping line and the vendor and so on. Likewise, we can say that the logistic service provider or the forwarding company is the architect of the transportation. Of course, we supported by our group, such as the shipping company inside the group, because as you know, Samudra is the backbone business. Actually, it's the shipping, regional container shipping company, right?
Right.
And also, beside that, we also doing some tanker and big bulk vessel,
okay,
and trucking as well, and some warehousing.
Okay.
And Silk Cargo actually is the company who sell everything has by Samudra, but not only selling the everything owned by Samudra.
Okay, so basically, you provide the logistics services for your parent group, but you also provide for anyone who come to ask you for solutions. Yes.
Yes. Right.
I think it's very many people know Indonesia as a beautiful country, of course, and with thousands of islands, it must be a big job to have logistics all over your country. Where do you have your offices located? You must have many, many offices in your country, right?
Yes. Okay. Silk Cargo itself, actually, we have 16 branch office in Indonesia.
Okay.
And Samudra, actually, we have more than 50 offices in Indonesia.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, Indonesia is the archipelago country, right?
Yes.
So we should connecting the one island to another island.
Yes.
So that's why Samudra has around 50 offices in Indonesia. And Silk Cargo itself, as a forwarding arm, we have our own 16 branch just in Indonesia.
Okay, so that means that in case there are some places where Samudra have office but Silk Cargo does not, then you can still use their offices, right?
Samudra office, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
So that gives you a very strong coverage
network.
Of course.
Yeah.
And you are you have experience, I believe, in handling both project cargo and going from the different islands and coming in from overseas, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Even for the time being, we still also handle some project in Indonesia.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. I read in the news that that your government are thinking about moving the capital from Jakarta to
Kalimantan.
So they should be using Silk Cargo for this.
Some of that, yes. We've been already talked with some contractor and okay. Wow. Some company who will be involved in that development.
Wow.
In the new capital of Indonesia. Yeah, it's maybe it will be quite huge project.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
It's I mean, it has the is the decision final? It has been decided already, or
so far it's already final.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. And actually, our president has been put the zero coordinate in the new capital.
Okay.
Because the new capital will be in the very green field, right?
Right.
Yeah. We opened the forest actually.
Right.
Yeah. But wow. In that area actually has been surrounding by the another city has been very emerging city in that area, because in that area actually they are very rich with the coal.
I see.
So something like the supporting area in for the new capital. Is the city with the very rich city.
Okay.
Something like a Balikpapan, very rich with the oil and gas.
Right.
And then Samarinda, Banjarmasin, it's very rich with the coal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And this area actually is the most safe area in Indonesia, because there's very minimum risk for the earthquake.
Right. That's a big reason.
Yeah.
Yes. Understand.
Yeah.
It's no. I as I mentioned to you before we started the interview, I was living in Lombok for 3 years from 1997 to 2000, and I traveled visited many islands. I mean,
you have
one of the most beautiful archipelagos I've ever seen. You really have a lot of possibility, and but it's a huge area, Indonesia. It's
yes.
Very, very big. I mean, from east to west, how far is it from east Indonesia to west Indonesia?
It's by flight, actually, from east to west, we take 6-hour flight. It's, with 2 hours different time.
Incredible.
Yeah, 2 hours different time between Aceh to Papua.
Okay. Wow.
That's Indonesia.
Yeah. And you know, my home country is Denmark. It's the same size as Lombok. So,
Yes.
I can understand it. And in Silk Cargo, how many staffs are you, let's say, managing at the moment in your offices?
Okay, now around 260.
260 staffs. Okay.
260. Yeah.
Okay. I see. And of course, Silk Cargo. When was the company established as a branch of Samudra?
Okay, actually, the company itself is already established since around 1960s.
Okay.
But PT Silk Cargo itself actually just established 2003.
Okay.
This company actually is a merger from. Some company who do the same business. I mean, like before that, Samudra has a 5 forwarding company. And that time, before Silk Cargo, the name is PT Satuan Harapan.
Okay, right.
That company actually become the platform company to merge the another 4 company in Samudra. That's a company actually doing air freight business, general freight forwarding,
yeah,
and project logistic,
okay,
and some supporting logistic.
Okay, wow.
Okay, such as NVOCC as well.
Okay.
So the Silk Cargo actually is the merge from the five different company to become the one company name is Silk Cargo.
Okay, clever. It's you know, I remember from my past because I started also in shipping many years ago, and I remember from Indonesia we had Jakarta Lloyd, Trikora Lloyd, Gesuri Lloyd, all these Lloyds like different companies, and then later on they kind of went together because to be stronger. I guess, but at the moment, the biggest shipping line, Indonesian owned shipping line, is Samudra. I guess,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
Because I can tell you actually something like the Trikora Lloyd, it's already passed. It's already no more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. No, but it's a fantastic development your country has had, and I really look forward to visit there soon again. One question also comes to mind. Of course, the world is a little bit upside down now with the conflict and so on. How do you see the business forecast for your beautiful country, Indonesia? Is it going, Corona soon over? Is it going forward? How do you feel the mood?
Okay.
Is it positive?
Okay, actually, 2020 until the mid 2021 actually is the very tough time for I think everywhere in the world.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because of Corona, right?
Yeah.
But second semester in 2021, last year, second half last year, it's everybody. At least I talk about my country. Everybody has doing some adjustment.
Yeah.
They try do something different and supposed to be, we should survive, right?
Yes,
yeah,
we should.
Yeah. And some shipper is already also something like no activities almost 1 year, right?
Okay.
Some industries.
Yes.
But starting in the second half last year, some industry has been wake up.
Okay, great.
So they make separating between the pandemic and the economy.
Right.
yeah. And do you remember maybe that time, second semester last year, the freight rate is very high.
Correct.
Crazy very high.
Crazy high.
Everywhere.
Yes. Yeah. Everywhere, yeah.
yeah. That time, we cannot get the only paid very expensive freight.
Yeah.
But even very struggle to get the space.
Yeah.
So not only the company who can pay a lot, and then they automatically can get space, but the connection and the relationship, everything should be good.
Yeah.
So
of course.
Luckily, the Silk Cargo is inside Samudra, right?
Yes.
The logistic arm of Samudra Indonesia Group. Inside Samudra itself, actually, we are as agent for some shipping line.
Right. Oh, yes.
Such as Hapag-Lloyd.
Oh, yeah.
And KMTC, right?
Right.
Okay. So KMTC actually serve for mainly in Asia.
Yes.
And Hapag-Lloyd is serve for the rest of the world.
Right.
So because of that shipping line is agent by Samudra, so of course we have got the support from them.
Yes.
Easier for us, even though in that tough situation, thanks God that we get easier for us to get the space, even though we cannot get the lower rate, but at least we can get the space.
Yeah, that was the key point. Yeah.
Yes, that's the very right time for us to expand the market.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the market that time is looking for the company who can provide the space. Okay, right. And then after early this year, actually the freight is still high, but the balance actually has been become more balanced.
Yes. It's more adjusted than
more adjusted.
Everyone says now that the ship owner happy days are gone. Now they have to fight again.
Yeah. And you know our position actually, the forwarding company actually is in between, right?
Correct. Yes.
So when the rate going down, we still get the margin.
Yes.
When the rate is getting high, we still can get the margin because we buy and sell, That's the simple business thing in us.
That's our job.
Yeah, right.
No, but it's good to hear. And I, for sure, it's that you've had strong owners and relationships during the corona certainly has helped you. I'm sure many companies, for other forwarding companies in Indonesia, maybe have closed down because cannot get space, you know, so.
And how
is the right now the corona situation in Jakarta? Okay. If can you visit freely there now?
It's very controllable now.
Okay,
you can come to Indonesia now. It's open already.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think it's happened everywhere in the airport in the world. Some queuing, it still happened because some inspection or something like that in the not only immigration but something like a health check and so on. But no more quarantine.
Okay.
No more something like at least you got the vaccine first and second dose and booster vaccine, you can entering easily to Indonesia.
That's fantastic.
Like other country in Indonesia and Asia, I think it's same.
I'm very happy to hear that. So now, but I will definitely. I just have to get approval from my wife. Then I will be. She's afraid because so many beautiful women in Indonesia, you know. But anyway, I will tell her it's a business trip, you know.
Okay. You can tell her Malang girl is the most beautiful woman.
Oh yes, I know that. I know that. But that's really good, Yuri. It's really a pleasure to speak with you here. And I certainly know Silk Cargo is a reliable and most competent company inside the Samudra Group. So I really want to say many thanks, Yuri, for replying these questions. And I appreciate your time to talk to me today.
Sure. My pleasure, Bo. My pleasure.
Thank you, Yuri. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another exclusive interview, this time with the president director of Silk Cargo, part of Samudra Group, Mr. Yuri Riyadi, based in Jakarta. And for those of you who don't know, Silk Cargo, being very strong in the archipelago of Indonesia, is certainly someone you should contact if you have anything to do to or from Indonesia. So thank you from me in Project Cargo Weekly, and stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.